The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
9:30 this Tuesday morning, a beautiful sunny ploughing championships. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Well, I thought Gavin and Dermot Bannon was an odd couple, but this is getting odder and odder. As we welcome Greg O'Shea of Love Island fame. Greg, welcome. Nice to see you.
Thanks very much. Thanks
for Mr. Marty.
Hey, good morning, Ryan.
Well, now there is an interesting pairing, I have to say. Greg and Marty. Marty, I'm going to give you the running on this. What the hell are you guys doing together?
That's a very good question, actually. It's a real Clare Limerick combination, but we're going down to the National Dairy Council and we're going to do first dates, I think is what they call it.
But you and you were coupling up, are we right?
We're on a first date as well, actually, Greg.
Have you met before?
No, not at all. Just about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, first time meeting there now.
You met on Tinder, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Bumble.
He swiped right.
Now, Marty, you're no stranger to the ploughing championships. I mean,
no.
Yeah, and you've got a kind of a cardboard cutout in front of the RT tent here.
So I saw this morning.
I've got my picture taken with it every year. and then I get the real thing, so I'm in clover now.
Well,
you talk about the GAA being the heartbeat of Ireland. There's an element to that about the ploughing, isn't there?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's the second, I think, largest, if not the first, I forget exactly the statistic, biggest show in Europe, never mind in Ireland. Certainly the biggest in Ireland.
Yes.
And I think it's number two in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. But I love the ploughing because it means urban and rural Ireland come together.
Yes.
And you got the reaction this morning as well. It is the heartbeat. And people just love being here. There's absolutely a whole spectrum of things to see and do. It's educational. It's almost spiritual. It's about the land.
How is it spiritual? Tell me about that. I think I understand where you're coming from.
Well, it's the land, and ultimately it's like Richard Harris in the field going way back. It's the field.
Yeah.
And this is the field, but it's one of the biggest fields, and it goes back decades, but it is a sharing of a love of the land.
Yeah.
And although I'm not a farmer, my grandfather was a farmer, I suppose if you go way back, all of us have a bit of a farming background.
There has to be a bang of the land off all
there
of
There has
sure.
to be all
yeah.
of
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But it is, like I see people from Dublin and Cork and Limerick and Galway and Belfast, they're all here, as well as people from the Midlands. It's a whole mixture. And we just, I suppose it's just a meeting of Ireland for 3 days.
I was saying earlier on, if you're a politician in Leinster House and you've never been here, you need to really reassess your relationship with this country. Honestly, how you haven't been here?
Absolutely.
Is this your first ploughing, Greg?
Yeah, shamefully enough, it's my first time here.
No, there's no shame in it, but it's great that you're at Electric Picnic. This is Electric Picnic, but with tractors.
It's Electric Picnic, times 10. Walking through there, and the setup is amazing. Like, it's massive, and the amount of people around here, I'm ashamed of myself I haven't been here before, because it's amazing. I've been here an hour, and I'm having the best time ever. So.
Yeah. You're from Limerick.
I'm from Limerick, yeah.
And that doesn't mean you should be here more than a man from Dublin.
Yeah.
But when you come in here, and you see what I call the full Irish on tour, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get a real sense of the country.
Oh,
so how have you been? I mean, we spoke on the late after you came off Love Island, obviously.
Yeah.
How have you been since then? What have you been up to?
I've been great, yeah. It's all very positive, and I'm teamed up with National Dairy Council today.
Great.
And I'm stuff going on with Bank of Ireland, meeting you, Ryan. But I've also gone back training with the Irish Sevens team. So
have you?
We're into our fourth week of pre-season now, and they are training us so hard.
Yeah.
It's incredible, but we kind of have to do that.
Were you a bit out of shape after all the shenanigans?
I'd lost a lot of weight inside the villa,
did
actually.
You?
Yeah, I got very skinny, like yourself.
Well, when I was in the villa, I have to say. Come on.
So it's great, but the big goal for this year is to get to the Olympics, Tokyo 2020.
Great.
We win one tournament in end of May, and we're in Tokyo, so that's a huge thing for the country, so hopefully we can get that done.
And what's it been like for you in terms of, again, the attention? You went into that villa, no one knowing who you were, apart from, obviously, your family, friends, who you hope would know who you are.
Yeah.
And then you come out. You went in with how many followers on Instagram?
Just over 2,000.
And you have now
1.5. It was 1.6, but it dropped 1.5 after a bit of drama.
Well, you see, you came on the late, and you explained you made a phone call to Amber to break it off, essentially. Let's not dance around.
Yeah.
And he then came out and said, no, he did it by text. But I thought you clarified that.
Yeah.
So why did you become a bit of a baddie then for half an hour?
Amber's doing great stuff over in the UK, and I can... be happy with myself that I know the truth and I know what's happened, but I'm not going to badmouth her. She's great stuff going on. She's just signed a big deal with Miss Pat, and I can be happy with myself. My friends, my family, close people know what actually happened, but that's absolutely fine. Yeah. She's say whatever she wants, but I wish her the absolute best of luck. She's a great woman.
That's the way to do it. And how are you coping with the unending demand for selfies?
Yeah, it's nuts.
No, but really, tell me about that. No, can you go to the shop?
Even just popping down to the local shop, going for a glass of milk, and
hey, he's on brand. The boy's on brand.
Well done, Greg.
And it's crazy. You can't even walk a couple of meters without taking photos. But the thing is, Irish people are so welcoming and so friendly.
Yeah, they are. They're fantastic.
Not one Irish person has given me any bit of hate or anything.
Which do you prefer, Britain or Ireland?
Of course, Ireland.
Marty, which do you prefer?
I think you know, Ryan.
I'll be walking down
the
street.
We're on home soil.
You better believe it.
I'll be walking down the street and a little girl will be like, oh, look, Greg. Or an old man will shout across the road, oh, my kid. You know what I mean? It's just, everyone's lovely and it's amazing.
It's funny because we're in like a goldfish bowl here, right? And you hear those screams?
Absolutely.
Marty, I'm afraid I don't think they're for you or me.
No. I'll give a little wave. Just see. I'm going to wave now. Okay, well, that's the end of that.
No, Greg, you wave.
Yeah. Okay, it's over. It's over, Ryan. Yeah.
But it's funny because we're in this goldfish bowl, and for the first while we were here, all the faces looking in were people of a certain vintage. And then Greg sat down, and suddenly all the kids came. Everything changed. Everything changed.
The boys are the same.
You're going to be... I want to talk to you, Marty, about something. Let me be serious for a second, but there's something the Toy Show Elves have just landed, by the way. I see them over there. Hooray! Oh, yeah. Look at them.
Hey.
They're Christmas jumpers. This is good news.
Toy Show is
in September.
We're in September. Always working.
Yeah. Always working.
The question I was going to say to you was that, you know, I passed by the Department of Agriculture the other day and I saw the people outside protesting and so on. And you hear it in the news today, this talk about, like that headline in the Examiner, about the strikes and farmers really under threat. The agriculture is such an important part of this country's story and tapestry. And even though I'm not in it, I just get the sense that there's trouble abound. There's trouble around.
Yeah.
And there's people really worried. And some of them are kind of getting close to being on their knees with the pressure. There's something in the air about that, isn't there?
There is tension, and I mean, not alone that with the beef industry, but there's also Brexit coming down the tracks. So we're all a little bit apprehensive and concerned because agriculture is such an integral part of our lives.
As you can see.
And as you can see here, but it's also part of our economy.
Yeah.
So, I'm not aware of all the details, to be honest with you, but that having been said, I hope that it can be resolved because it is very important we try and keep all sides happy, and I'm hoping that there'll be some sort of a compromise.
Yeah, it would be good. Naomi in Tallis says, I love Marty. He looked gorgeous on Saturday at the All-Ireland final. Very dapper.
He's looking gorgeous.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Greg. And thank you, Naomi. That is my new suit.
Is that? Oh, you got a new suit.
I got a new suit for the All-Ireland football final.
Did it come off the hanger, or was it tailor-made?
No, it came off the hanger. Patrick Burks below in Ennis keeps me...
Fair play to Patrick Burks.
He's
in
a
Ennis.
Good man. He's one of our own. A shop local is very important.
Hey, listen,
and
I'm
it is very important.
It is. Yeah. Anthony Ryan in the heart of Galway. Like, these are the places we need to be going to. Say it about the bookshops too. If you keep buying everything online, these guys have no living to make, so these are the things we should be doing.
I see the big conglomerates coming in, and it is that is good to see, but you know, our towns and our villages need to be supported in those shops, otherwise they're going to die.
Yeah, you know.
So I'm very much a shop
local. It's like, you know, you see a Super Value, and then you see a Super Value like Rushes of wherever. The family-owned local, you know, it's a shop, but it's very Irish. I try to keep away, if I can, from...
Yeah.
If you can. It doesn't suit everybody.
No, it's not always possible, but if you can, I think we should.
Ryan, don't slag off Airbnb. I find Airbnb's other people's sheets.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure they're changing the sheets for you, Ryan. Do you think?
I would think so, Ryan. In
Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb?
Not for quite a long time, actually.
Greg, would you call a villa an Airbnb?
You could Airbnb. It would cost you a pretty penny, though. Oh, my God, yeah. You can definitely rent out Casa More for like $8,000 a week or something.
$8,000 a week, right. Try it next time. Airbnb has enabled me to keep my home from repossession, and many traditional B&Bs use the platform for booking. So there you are. I'll take that. Hello to Anya Clifford from Mitchellstown on her way to the her first ploughing championship with her mum and dad. That's another thing we see a lot of, young kids with mum and dad at the ploughing, next generation coming through. and stopping to say hello, which was great. Best news I've heard, says Sinead, about Jean and her baby boy. As soon as I heard Carl, Henry, I hoped you'd ask. I fell in love with her too and have thought of her often, hoping things were okay. Well, they were, which is great news, and we're excited for her, so congratulations.
Lots of schools coming this
Lots of schools.
It's very important, I do believe, because they see the animals, you know, they see the machinery. They get an awareness of how where food comes from.
There's a company called Krones, K-R-O-N-E-S, that does farm machinery, and very cleverly, I sat in it, pictures are online, a big throne, like a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Clever,
I mean, they're having a bit of fun. So 2FM, Dearan and Owen, it's a show I'm really enjoying in the mornings, actually. And when Owen's taking a bit of a break, you're in.
So Owen's off to do Love Island Australia, the voiceover, which is incredible, lad.
Big gig,
and I'm stepping into his shoes for the next 9 weeks with Dearan. So Dearan's going to run the show and I'm going to help her out. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. I did a pilot yesterday and it went well and I'm starting on Monday morning.
The best of luck with it.
Yeah, Studios, 5:30 in the morning, have to be here. Will you be there, Ryan?
You've seen your hurling, my friend. Senior hurling. Marty, let me ask you about the dancing. I mean, obviously your dancing days on TV at least are behind you. Any news?
Well, a little bit of news, actually, Ryan.
Go on.
Very good question, Ryan Tuberty, if I may say so.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
Because I am returning, believe it or not, to the dancing, at least for one weekend, to the Dancing with the Stars show in Killarney. There, you'll be a little exclusive, Ryan.
Marty's ready to party again.
Exactly.
It's all happening.
Ksenia texted me last night. Ksenia's coming over as well.
And oh, is she?
I'm going to do a little bit of dancing, I'm going to be joining the presentation team as well.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have a bit of
fair
fun.
Play to me.
Down in Killarney, the first weekend in November.
Well, the best of luck with it.
Thank you.
You'd be a very good candidate for Dancing with the Stars.
I'd love to do something with Dancing with the Stars.
You should.
I love a good dance. Like, in a night out, I'd much rather go to a place where you can jump around the place.
Sign him up here.
I'm going to sign you up now.
You heard it here first. Never going to happen. That's so funny. His agent's going, forget about it, pal.
I might not be a good dancer, but I definitely enjoy it.
Well, hey, hello, look at me. I wasn't much of a dancer either.
Why don't we negotiate the deal now live on air? That's a great idea.
First, I get to the Olympics. After that,
after
then dance
the Olympics. Yeah, you'll be paid in taxi vouchers.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Brolly didn't appear on last weekend's All-Ireland Football Final Replay. And was that what? Any thoughts on that, Marty? Or?
No, Joe Brolly has served the world of Gaelic football and indeed RT really well. But I don't know the details again. I know that he wasn't involved last Saturday.
Was that controversial or was it that?
Well, I suppose it was at the time because he was anticipated that they'd be part of the squad.
You would think.
For the following weekend. But that decision was made and you know, we're all privileged to be there. It is an honour to be there. And
it wasn't your call anyway.
It certainly wasn't my call.
It wasn't your call, okay. Meanwhile, what else have we got? We have your constant style is coming up in our text.
That's
all the dancing crowd in here.
Anna and me having all the fun, to
Anna,
be fair.
Anna, do you know Greg?
Hello,
pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming.
I knew him as a rugby player before I knew him as a Love Island contestant. So
this is an unexpected treat. And of course, when are you getting married? Very soon.
In a few weeks' time, the countdown is on now. The last time I was actually here at the Flying Championships, you decided to tell the world about how I got engaged.
Yes.
So it's lovely now that
let's reveal
our recap on that.
First of all, what's the first song, the dance, first dance?
Do you know what? I actually don't know yet.
That's the biggest lie you've told today.
I actually don't. I want it to be really upbeat. I don't want it to be a traditional, really slow, because you'd be a bit awkward.
Okay, hang on. Ed Sheeran, yes or no?
No. Sorry, Ed.
What's
the one you danced to that was lovely? What was the one you danced in, Dancing with the Stars? That lovely one.
That was Will I Am. I don't know, Bang Bang.
I should have
That wasn't what I had in mind.
I don't know.
That's for later on. Let's try and think of a more appropriate song for the first dance.
Give me their ideas. They can let me know, actually. I want something a bit different.
Yeah, so what has you in the Plowing Championship again?
Well, you know what? Sure, I grew up on a farm, so I was thrown into the back of a Jeep at 4:30 in the morning for years, and we were driven to all places all over the country. So now it's lovely to actually come back. The sun is shining. Great form. Greg and Marty are here,
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, as you can see outside, there's a great crowd, and they're all here to see Marty.
Of course.
Greg is kind of going,
I think it's Greg and fairness, Ryan.
What I've noticed the most is the range of ages here. It goes from small little people all the way up to old men running the show here.
Some people, you know, they have a farming background, others don't. Yes. You know, it's kind of like the electric picnic for country people, I think.
That's, there's an
you
element argument to that about.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm dying to know more about your wedding plans.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Where's the honeymoon?
We haven't planned that yet.
No song, no honeymoon. This is the worst wedding ever.
I'm very easygoing about it. We're moving into a house, so that's why I think that's taken up my attention more than
in
anything
Dublin?
Else. In Salins, I'm going to be a Kildare person.
Hey,
I know. Hello, everybody in Kildare. That's an exclusive.
What's that going to do? What's that going to do to your sporting loyalties?
My sporting loyalties would always be for Cork. Now, Kev is a Dub, so I don't know how a Dub is going to take living in Kildare, but he's fine. By the way, the screams you just heard are people that have just realised that Greg is in the building.
Yeah. You're not for you,
and Marty, and Marty.
And Marty. All Greg has to do is scratch his head, and I'm like,
oh, he scratched his head.
That's so funny. Yeah. I think we should just film Greg trying to leave here. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
Because the goldfish bowl has the faces squeezed up again. So you're doing your first dates thing with Marty?
Yes, we're doing something called Graw Island. So
very good.
Yeah. So it's actually going to be crack, and we're doing blind dates. So I don't know who's going to set me up with. Anna's not married yet, maybe Anna.
I'm off the bitter, cars. You're the new Cilla Black, Marty.
I am, absolutely. Yeah.
It's only a matter
of time.
It was only a matter of time. Marty, do you remember, because you were born in New York, weren't you?
I was born in Mallow, actually.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were born in New York.
No, I was born in Cork mother, Clare father. Born in Mallow, but brought up in New York.
Brought up in New York
all
for how many years?
Until 11.
What was it like? Do you remember it very well?
Oh, I remember. Most of my primary education was there. I was in Ireland for a couple of months before my grandparents died, but primarily all the first 10, 11 years was in New York. It was different. You'd swear the allegiance to the American flag every single morning, rain, hail, sleet or snow in the basketball court. And basketball, American football and baseball were the sports. And then at weekends, I'd go to Gaelic Park and play hurling and football. And I was only 6, 5, 6, 7 and 8,
yes.
But that's that was the culture that you'd and that's where I got my love. Primarily for football and hurling, and I understood what it meant to be a member of the diaspora, because I've often told the story of my father being in New York and trying to go out on the fire escape. We lived in a very small apartment, and out on the fire escape with a wireless,
yes.
And with the antenna, trying to get a signal to hear Micheál O'Hare on long wave, and then he coming into the apartment and he crying, and I saying, "Why are you crying?" Yeah, because I was trying to say, well, Clare haven't won. I could understand that. But it was just missing home.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at that time, there was no internet, there was no texting, there was none of this. So you'd write a letter, you might get a letter every 3 weeks. So it was a different world.
Yeah.
You know?
But yet, you talk about the GAA is something, and you know about this. When you go abroad, I find it with the late stuff, where people go, you're like a bit of home.
Well, I lived in Luxembourg in 2008, and when we moved over there first, I didn't know anybody, and I immediately went to the GAA club, and they helped me set up a house, and they helped me settle in.
Yeah.
And it is a wonderful opportunity, and you only appreciate it when you're actually outside Ireland.
Yes.
Just how much it stretches all over the world, and how kind and generous people are, because you know you're part of a wider family then, and everyone's like, oh, we have to look after them. They're good stock. They're from the GAA.
I have a lot of mates who've moved to Australia and Canada, and they've gone over by themselves, and the best way to meet people is to go down to the local GAA club, and you find so many Irish people. So it's great that it's great.
Even
all
in Japan,
over the world.
You saw the Irish on the news, the report last night of the Irish in Japan.
Yes.
You know, the expats who are sitting there with their Japanese partners or wives or whatever saying, Irish are coming. Actually, the ambassador was on last night, and he said, now, lads, he was essentially saying, I'm paraphrasing, lads, when you're on the train, the Japanese people like a bit of, you know, camp. So, you know, but they don't know that all the words to the fields of Athenry. So, you know, steady as she goes,
keep
you know,
calm.
Respect, keep calm, and carry on. Yeah.